Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extended District Family and Community Wellness Agent Rebecca McFarling. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
Now, some recognition and a kind of a bigger episode this morning, so I'll let you get right into it.
That's right. I just returned along with all of our agents, or most of our agents, from our Extension annual conference in October. Of course, they hold it on the Manhattan campus, so we're on the Manhattan campus there for about 4 days, but we have three agents that received tenure recognition, so years of service and extension. And I know that I've shared before that we have a lot of tenure in our district, and so our listeners can certainly may recognize that. Rod Schaub, who is our livestock production agent, he received recognition for 35 years in extension.
Oh my goodness!
Yes, and so as we get to 30, 35 years. We even have some in through their 40s, but there's very few on that list. So anyway, congratulations, Rod. Thank you so much for all that, for all you've done over the years for Osage County, as well as our Frontier District and beyond. Chelsea Richmond received 15 years of recognition. So again, she's been an extension for 15 years. And again, she's our nutrition, food safety, and health agent. She's housed in our Garnet office, but of course works across the district as well. And so we appreciate all the work that she does. And then Ryan Schaub also received recognition for 10 years of service and extension. And Ryan is our crop production and farm management agent out of the Garnet office as well. So Chelsea and Ryan, both, again, thank you so much for all your work and your dedication, commitment to the citizens across our district as well as the state, and we really do appreciate them. I also wanted to share, we just released our second and third quarter Making a Difference report. And with a transition on our communications and marketing manager happening in July, and we didn't bring on our new communications and marketing manager till October. We went ahead and decided we were going to combine our second and third quarter Making a Difference report. So for those of you that may not be familiar with this, this is, again, a report that we put out on a quarterly basis, and it really provides information about our work across the district in all disciplines or subject matter areas. So that will be distributed. We distribute to our stakeholders, our county commissioners, city officials. We have a state extension advisory council that it gets sent to, as well as, of course, our extension board here locally, extension administration, our program development committees, and the media as well. So, again, really kind of in-depth look at what we are doing across the district. And I would invite anyone who wants to know more about that to contact me. I can certainly add you to my list. It's an email that we send out. And then it's also available on our website. So this one is 7 or 8 pages, again, full of information. But I really wanted to highlight some work that I've done in community vitality. Serving as the district director, I spend a lot of my time in administration, but I also enjoy getting out into our communities and working in our communities. And I've been working with Colleen Mendoza. She is the Osage County Economic Development Director, and we've worked on a number of projects over the past probably 2 or 3 years. But most recently, and this started about a year ago, I introduced Colleen to our Kansas State University Technical Assistance to Brownfields. And I know that I've shared information about this program before on my radio program. But again, we met with Sabine Martin, who is a consultant with KSU TAB for short. And then earlier this year in January, Sabine talked with a variety of officials from the different communities within Osage County at the Osage County Mayor Summit. From there, we had some communities, I believe 2 or 3 communities, that actually identified some brownfields. So again, a brownfield is real property of which the expansion, redevelopment, or reuse may be complicated by the presence or potential presence of a hazardous substances. So again, these communities identified 2 or 3 properties in their communities are blighted. They'd like to revitalize, but really need some resources and need some assistance. So Osage City was one of those communities, and we had a community meeting in August, and Sabine came down. I could co-facilitate that meeting with her. We had about 40 community members show up and really worked through some, gathered their ideas about Main Street or Market Street improvement, and then prioritized those ideas. And then there's some additional steps going on as far as maybe a traffic study, a market analysis as well. I know KSU TAB is doing a rendering of what Market Street could look like. And then an additional item that that we've included is to meet with our Technology Development Institute, which is part of Kansas State University. And they have what they call a digital twin creation. So for those buildings that we may not have blueprints for, actually this, and it's, I'm really excited to experience that. Hopefully they'll, you know, they'll come down, but we're working through that. But they, it's an apparatus that you wear, technology that you wear, I believe, and it really scans the building. And so then it can provide you with a digital, they call it the twin, of what that building looks like. And so I can't go into a lot of great detail now because I don't know a lot about it. But again, it's just another example of some resources that we have available at Kansas State University to help our communities. And here locally, our Frontier District is making those connections. So I'm excited to learn more about this and excited to come and share more about that as we progress in Osage City.
Seems like a fun time to be around the extension offices as of late. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Marizine Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent, Caitlin Barthol.